Wait, who told you that Christ is coming back on September 24th?
I'm getting ready to tell you that right now.
I know, I'm listening. I started over this music.
Oh.
Carnal, fleshly music that you're here for. Let me get this straight. Christ is coming back and you're sitting here listening to this garbage?
Well, I don't know what the garbage is. I don't...
It's flesh... It's unbiblical. It's a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. It's feminized. It's making money off of Jesus. Many of these entertainers are millionaires.
Yeah, I know that.
And so you're promoting this, sir.
I'm not promoting it.
You're part of it. You're sitting in the lounge of a brothel.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. So who says Jesus is coming back September 24th?
So he gave us signs in the Bible. He said there'll be signs.
Okay.
So, back in 2017, you know, they had, where Saturn was in the Virgin, went through the constellation.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking about all these signs, yeah. Yep. Trying to keep my phone out of the...
So what happened is, signs are for the Jews, right? So, Saturn went through that constellation, and the very next year, exactly 1 year later, Jerusalem became the capital of...
yeah, I get all that, and I've heard this. But can I tell you something? You know why this is false?
Well, wait.
Jesus can't return on September 24th.
Why is that?
Because Jesus said he's coming at the end of the tribulation, Matthew 24. We haven't even started the tribulation yet. And there is, you're talking pre-trib rapture. There is no pre-trib rapture. No, there's no antichrist. There's no antichrist. No, there's no plagues and wrath. Two-thirds of the earth hasn't been killed off. See, do you believe in a pre-trib rapture and then Jesus coming at the end?
Kind of a mid-trib.
Yeah, see, that's a man-made doctrine. That's a man-made doctrine. Pre-trib rapture comes along 200 years ago from Darby out of England and Schofield and their false Bible. No, Jesus is coming at the end of the tribulation, so he's going to return, but he can't return just at any time. The signs have to be in place. Go read Matthew 24. Jesus gives us the signs. Paul said Jesus comes at the end of the tribulations, 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus said he comes at the end of the tribulation, Matthew 24. He can't return anytime.
If he doesn't come, I've never operated at the beginning of the tribulation. I believe that
we're not at the beginning. Well, okay, so. We may be. I don't know exactly when the tribulation will start, but he can't return until the end.
I believe that the rider on the white horse of the apocalypse was
again and again and again.
Basically, started at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, that's all speculation. What I would encourage you to do is not worry about all the perfect timing. Jesus didn't give us any of the signs you're talking about in Matthew 24.
There's an asteroid. And raising
them up to a new life. He set signs of wonders, but he didn't give us exact asteroids and planets. Sounds like astrology.
He's always given us signs in the heavens. The birth was marked by a sign.
Right, and everybody practices Christmas. Is that biblical?
No.
That's it. So why do they all practice it? Because they're not of God. Why do they practice Christmas and why do they practice Easter or Good Friday? They're not of God. And you're sitting here united to them. No, you're not doing this. You're not out preaching the gospel. You're sitting with chairs. You're carrying chairs to be entertained. Check yourself at the biblical gospel by the shed blood of Jesus. If you truly are his, you'll repent. Come out of the world. Come out of church. Be born from above. I've been preaching this all day. The fruit you're born from above is your life aligns with his word and his ways. If you're aligned with the world, sports, politics, entertainment, churchianity, you're not aligned to Christ. And you must endure. I do know. You're here.
You don't know.
You don't look like a godly man, and you're here at a goat farm, and you're not preaching the gospel. You're telling me about astrology. So I know a lot by the fruit of your tree.
I'm telling you about astrology.
I know a lot by about the fruit of your tree. Check out that website. You can email me. I'm going to go preach Jesus while you talk about stars. I'm going to go preach Jesus. So there's a good example. So a man comes up to me and says, Jesus is coming back September 24th. Really? He's coming back September 24th, he says. And when I asked him for the biblical proof as to why he's coming back, he starts giving me names of stars and all this stuff that just is not of God. None of that is of our Holy Savior. And so this is the kind of people that we meet out here. He didn't want to stand and listen to doctrine, holiness, righteousness, sound truth. He wants to look at signs, stars, and wonders. But we've talked to a lot of seekers already. One lady turned around and left with her children. Praise God. We're going to continue today.
Jonathan Vicky Green had a vision to see this community and around the world.